We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question.
Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out
the f***ing What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, DJ Emmy.
Good morning, Angela Yee. You got the hump day ready? Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Ha 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 ha. Yesterday is Wednesday.
Didn't go right. Your laugh wasn't evil enough.
No. Well, they get it. Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is hump day.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I've been in Bermuda for the past few days. I just got back Monday night. It feels off to me because I've been off.
Okay.
So today feels like a Tuesday to me.
Feels like, okay. Well, yesterday I didn't do much. You know, I have this dog, and I've been doing training with the dog, so the trainers came back up. So if you don't know, I purchased a dog, very expensive dog, but it's a guard dog, and it's also a pet. But it does everything. It can attack. We play fetch. My three-year-old jumps all over the dog, so it's just a big, fun, loving dog. But every once in a while, we just have to train it to make sure the dog stays focused and knows what its job is, and that is to protect.
All right.
So we did that yesterday. I almost put the doggy suit on where the dog would bite me so I can feel what the bite felt like. But then I heard the trainer yell, and I was like, nah, I need my arms, I need my hands, I need to make sure I'm okay. So I definitely
did
that.
Wait, the trainer is still there. So you have the trainer come and train the dog, not you.
Well, I train with the trainer.
Okay.
So I give the dog the commands, and the dog, and we use the trainer as a criminal or a burglar or whatever.
Like what kind of commands?
Attack.
Just the regular... play dead.
Well, there's a couple of there's attack, which means, you know,
we know what that means.
Attack. Then there's another.
People don't know what attack means.
That's stupid. Then there's another another command where basically the dog barks but pushes me back, so it gets me out of danger. So the dog pushes me back. Then there's another command where the dog just viciously barks just to scare somebody.
Mm-hmm. What's that command?
I'm not going to tell you none of the commands.
Why? Is there some secret code?
No, just in
Why
case.
Why does it matter?
Because if you're ever with me and the dog's there and you want to be
So I can't
stupid,
know?
No, you can't know.
In case you want the dog to attack me?
Just in case. You never know. I never know what you're going to do one day. You might turn on me one day and I might have to defend myself. What?
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with this.
You're not comfortable with this? Well, so that's what I did all day yesterday. But today, let's get the show cracking. Bernice Burgos will be in the building. Now, I know they don't like the term video vixen, so we'll say internet model.
You think that sounds better?
I don't know. Ex-bartender, so we'll be kicking it with Bernice Burgos. She got a lot going on. She's supposed to have a new show with Lala. There was rumors that she was dating T.I. There was rumors that she was dating Drake. So we're going to talk to and clear all that up today and see what that's all about. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Ye?
We'll talk about a man who is accused of impregnating an 11-year-old girl.
What?
And we'll tell you what his explanation is of what happened. He's trying to say that it was actually her fault.
You can't explain that, but we'll get all into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Kendrick Lamar, Tumble. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, NFL, I guess there was a CTE study which checks the brain trauma after football players passed away. So they're saying, I believe, 48 of 53 college players and 3 of 14 high school players were checked. And they're saying that, I believe that it was 99%. That's what he said. 99% of the players that they checked actually had CTE.
So what does CTE stand for?
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
So is that like brain disease or what is that?
It's just trauma to the brain.
Okay.
Trauma to the brain. So basically they're saying a lot of players, 99% of the players who they checked have found some type of brain damage. Only 1%, one person that they checked didn't have brain damage, and I'm pretty sure that was probably a punter. So the NFL says they're giving more money to do more research. But I don't know when this study and these players were actually checked. So, I mean, if they were checked 15 years ago, I mean, the equipment was a lot different. They were teaching people how to tackle a lot differently. So
but
I'm not sure when that study.
But 99% is a huge number.
That is a huge number.
I mean, that's damn near everybody.
But that one person, which I'm sure is probably a punter, which is very, very sad and very, very scary.
No, it's Tom Brady.
Football.
Tom Brady is part of the 1%.
He's the only one that
Tom Brady is the only one that's part of the 1%.
But isn't this on people that have passed away?
Yeah, people that passed away.
Tom Brady's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, it's all dead people.
Yeah. It's all dead people.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, let's talk about Obamacare repeal.
Well, it's over for the Affordable Care Act. The Senate Republicans have voted to start formal debate on legislation that would take away health care coverage from millions of Americans. They have voted, and they got one vote that actually broke the tie to move forward, and they have to figure out what they're going to do with health care legislation, and they're going to try to have a final vote on that before the end of the week. So they're trying to repeal large parts of Obamacare.
All right, now let's talk about this man accused of impregnating an 11-year-old. This is crazy.
Now, this is in Massachusetts. A man has been charged, he's 38 years old, with getting an 11-year-old girl pregnant. Now, he denies actually raping the girl and instead is trying to say that she might have gotten pregnant because she had sex with him while he was asleep.
Okay.
That is his explanation, Justin Armstrong Springfield, Massachusetts. He's being held on $50,000 bail right now. They actually did abort the baby, and they are waiting to find out results of DNA testing on the fetal tissue. So
ain't no win with that one, sir. If you 30 plus years old,
that's crazy,
and you in around an 11-year-old in that manner in any way, shape, or form, you need to go to jail. You actually need to get castrated, but you know.
Absolutely.
Let's start with the basics. You need to go to jail.
All right. Well, that's how we start the show, right? And that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's Trey.
Trey, what's up, bro?
What's good? What's good?
Why you mad, Trey?
Yo, I feel like this military life, bro, is killing me, man.
Why is it killing you, brother?
Bro, my wife's dual military, man, and it's like we have no time for each other. And the paychecks are horrible.
So what else do you want to do with your life, sir?
I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to get my career license so I can get out, man. But right now, it's like a standstill, like the military, and that's it.
Yeah, why don't you just use the resources the military provides to do something else later in the future? That's all. Sometimes you got to do what you need to do until you can do what you want, man.
See,
that
was cool if I had a kid. Now I got a kid now, so I got to get a steady paycheck at all times.
Well, you got a penis, right? And you know girls that got vaginas, right?
I'm married, man.
All right, then. That's all the more better to make the kid happen.
Oh, my God.
What is it that you want to do with your life?
I want to be a crane operator.
All right. Well, have you been taking the steps to get your license and everything?
Yeah, but I'm still following my contract. I can't break my contract for like another 2 years.
Baby steps, baby. It's all a process, man. Put the weed in the bag first. You're putting the weed in the bag right now. It's all a process, sir.
Mac, what up, Mac?
What's going on, DJ MV, Ashley, Charlamagne? How y'all doing?
Yeah, Maddie.
Your girl almost shot you twice?
All right, she pulled out a gun on me 3 times. Last time, she shot the pistol. And she ain't trying to shoot me personally. I didn't feel scared for my life, but, you know, she got arrested.
She pulled out the pistol and she fired the gun. You might not want to go back.
Right now, we're in different locations. I'm in the military, so, you know, I kind of had to leave locations. But
is that still your girl?
First of all, you got to hear both sides. What did you do to get shot at, sir?
Okay, there was some miscommunication on both sides.
What's the miscommunication? Who were you cheating with?
All right. So I was supposed to like go to lunch with her and some friends. It was like a going away thing. But then she had said, "Oh, lunch plans are canceled." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna just go to lunch with my unit. You're gonna have one last hurrah." And then she's calling me like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm at lunch with the guys." And she's like, "We were supposed to go to lunch with, you know, our friends, and you over here make other plans. You know, I'm pulling up right now." I'm like, "Oh my God, what the hell's going on?" Because I already know my wife's going to do something crazy. She's from North Carolina, so that's what it is.
Yeah, that don't sound like no reason to shoot at somebody, but I think you could be lying. But,
No. There's some underlying stuff. We've been married for 4 years, and there's just been some back and forth tension. And like recently, she broke down and, you know, she said how she really felt about how she feels I treat her and how we communicate. And I'm like, "All right, cool. You tell me how you feel." And I'm putting forward the utmost effort because we're in the fight. She's in Texas and I'm in Georgia right now. And I'm like, putting forward all this effort.
A lot of holes in this story, man.
What holes do you want me to fill in?
Because nothing you're saying leads to your shooting. Girl pulling a gun out and shooting at you, sir.
Oh, whenever she gets mad and she's trying to control the situation and make me submit, she pulls out the gun.
Did you hit her?
No, I didn't hit her. I never hit her.
Why would you be with somebody that does this to you all the time?
That's kind of crazy, bro.
Because I'm trying to figure it out myself. Because she's got PTSD and she's got some other issues going on. And I honestly don't know. Like, if I leave her, I don't know what she would do. Because at one point, I left the house because of something that happened. And she was talking to a friend about what happened. And her friend told me that she was trying to kill herself if I didn't come back.
Okay, so what if she ends up killing you?
Well, I really didn't care. At this point, it's like,
you don't care?
I didn't think about my life. It's not that I don't care about my own life. It's just I feel like I'm obligated to try and make sure that everything is okay with her.
Oh, this is how most movies end bad, sir.
All right.
My goodness. Good luck.
What I'm saying?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now.
We need to find him some help, by the way. He sounds like he's in an abusive relationship.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, what does it take for Donald Trump to finally block you? Chrissy Teigen found out when she tweeted out, after 9 years of hating Donald Trump, telling him no one likes you, she said, was the last straw that made him decide that he had to block her. So that's what made him block her. LOL, no one likes you.
Damn, Charlamagne, you gave him donkey like 10 times and he ain't blocked you yet.
I don't know why you're not blocked.
He don't know I exist. Okay. Nor does he probably listen to the radio like that. Mm. Probably spends all his time on TV watching, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Oh my God, time for this thing called radio.
Mm. All right, now, I don't know if you guys seen this new ad. I guess it's like a campaign that Chipotle is doing, but RZA is now involved. And what he has to do is create 51 different sounds to represent each of the natural ingredients used in Chipotle's meals. So you can hear in the background that's playing. That's one of the beats that RZA actually created. So it's an immersive digital experience, and I guess now other people can make their own beats and so on and so forth. So pretty interesting. We'll see how that works with people being able to make their own beats.
RZA, one of the greatest producers of all time. Wu-Tang Clan, my favorite group of all time. Ghostface Killah, my favorite rapper of all time.
Right, so if you actually go on the website, you can submit your beats and whoever wins gets like free food, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Justin Bieber has left his tour. As you know, nobody knows the exact explanation why, but according to TMZ, it's because he has rededicated himself to Christ. They're saying that it wasn't just that he needed some more rest, but he just basically has been talking to your guy, Carl Lentz, who's been up here to the Breakfast
Club
before.
That's my guy. Love
Pastor Carl. At Hillsong Church. And that relationship has been very intense, and he's been very influenced in making life decisions from those conversations. They said the church did not tell him to cancel the tour. He made his decision based on spiritual soul searching and his own view of the path in life that he should be taking.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Drop on a clues bomb for Justin Bieber if that is indeed the case.
So we don't know what's going to happen going forward, but his tour crew was a little upset. About 200 people are out of work, and they had absolutely no heads up about what was happening. His manager, Scooter Braun, has said, "A man's soul and well-being I truly care about came first, and we must all respect and honor that."
And that's how absolutely it should be. If a man's trying to make himself stronger spiritually, stronger mentally, stronger emotionally, I'm all for that.
To stay strong.
That's right. With a K.
All right. And Girls Trip made $31 million in the box office, as you all know. And they're saying that is the most successful R-rated comedy since 2015. So congratulations.
Congrats.
I love celebrating these women. I think Ted 2 was the last one that opened stronger back in 2015.
Drop on a clues bomb for Girls Trip. Great movie. Salute to the queen, Tiffany Haddish. Salute to Will Packer. Listen, I keep telling y'all, though, be very careful as a man when you go to see this film. The same feelings that Lemonade brought out of your woman,
mm-hmm.
Girls Trip is going to bring out of your woman, too. If you ain't clean, let her go with her and just her friends.
Mm.
Okay? Because you're going to be in there sweating.
All right. Hilarious.
You're going to be in there sweating. All right.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building, Miss Bernice Burgos.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
First and foremost, who is Bernice Burgos?
Bernice Burgos is an entrepreneur. I don't want to say video vixens. I don't like that word, video vixen. I like urban model.
Okay.
You know, I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just taking over.
All right, so you have two daughters.
Yes, I do.
All right, how old are your daughters?
She is 21 and 11.
I can't believe Bernice has a 21-year-old daughter. That's amazing.
I had her when I was 15. I know it's terrible, but I mean,
why do you say that's terrible?
Yeah, things
because
happen.
You know why? Things happen, but it's just like, you know, just having a child at age of 15, I had to like rush and being a mother. I couldn't just be like, okay, go to high school, mm-hmm. you know, go to parties and, you know what I'm saying, do the regular
15-year-old life.
You're right. So I'm over here being pregnant at the age of 15. It was so embarrassing because if y'all think I have a baby face now, when I was 15, I looked like I probably was 7.
Mm-hmm. So you got stressed out is what you're saying?
No, it's like people's like, oh my God, a baby having a baby. Like, oh my God.
A lot of judgment.
It was just a lot of that. And it's just like, I don't know. It didn't feel good. And then it's just like, you know, I'm 15, but I gotta act like I'm 30.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta act like I'm 40.
Was the father a good father in her life?
Well, you know, I was dating a guy from the street.
How old was he, first of all?
He was, I think he was 19 or 18.
Jesus
Christ.
That's Christ.
A crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
was.
He was. And, you know, in and out of jail and stuff like that, you know.
Now, you're from Jersey, right?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, okay, from the Bronx.
But
how
I was,
did you look at 15? Did you look the same face and all of that?
And what?
Like the same face
like
at 15?
Like she has 15? A new face now or
15?
Something?
15? Yeah. Everybody say I look the same.
Okay.
I look the same. I'm in my 30s.
I'm trying to see why would a 20-year-old do that. That's all.
Now, how did you start in I don't even want to call it a start, in a bartender, because, you know, we all came up around the same age, doing the same things, and you weren't a bartender at first, and then all of a sudden,
I remember when you worked in the mall.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was working, I was modeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Twitter was popping at the time, you know, and I did the J. Cole video. And
what video was it?
J. Cole workout.
Okay, gotcha.
The workout video. And that video was like dope video. It was just like young, fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm in my range, playing ball. Like, you know, it was just a cute video. I was the lead girl. And then 3 years later, I did Dice Pineapples.
Mm-hmm. In Anguilla.
Yeah, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. That video was beautiful. It was just coming out my shell. Mm-hmm. It was just me. It's my time.
What's that little hole-in-the-wall club we used to do on Wednesdays? Yeah, used to always be there.
The one with Kino.
Kino and D. Yep.
It was popping.
Yeah, it was popping.
I remember I did my birthday there.
Every Wednesday.
And everything sold. Right. All the bottles. There was nothing. Everybody was doing competition, like, to give me bottles 20. And I don't even
drink. You don't even drink, right?
I don't even drink. I wish I could drink, though.
So you don't drink now?
I don't drink anything. I remember I went to Miami with Clue. I love Clue. And he's like, you don't drink? You don't drink? I bet you I'm going to give you a good... I'm going to mix something. Watch. I'm like, I'm telling you, I don't drink. I don't like it. He went to the bar. He's making the drink himself.
Clue's a star tender? I didn't know Clue can make drinks.
Right, like, he made drinks, right?
I didn't know Clue can make drinks.
Nah, like, he was just telling her, like, do this, do that, do this, do that. You know? Ooh. But talking about bartending. Bartending was one of my... It's so much fun, bartending. Right now, it's a little different.
You know y'all ruined it for the strippers, right?
It's not, no. We made it better.
Mm-hmm.
We made it better. We did not ruin it because it's just like, at the end of the day, you know, we doing customer service. You want a drink? I make you a drink. You know what I'm saying? Can you get me this? Can you get me that? Can you bring my singles? Strippers can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So we there to entertain.
I know how to make a drink if you don't drink.
You know what? I had to learn it. Easy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it was like a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, making the money that I was making. I was only working there, only on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming home. You know, I don't like to talk like I'm cocky and stuff like that. Just coming home with $8,000. Good days.
Bartending?
Yes.
That's why I say y'all ruined it for the scripper.
No, they made their money too because I was the type of person like, if you're gonna mess with me and we're gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already know we working. Just interact, and I'm going to make sure he throw you some money. Mm-hmm. Like, we all here to get money.
I've been to Stars, you know, before, and I don't remember what none of the strippers look like, but I can remember what three or four girls behind the bar look like.
Well, you remember the nice-looking ones, right?
Yes.
Right. And the thing is, you just bring in more customers into the club in general to make it more popping for everybody.
It's just bringing... It's just... And then...
And getting, like, celebrities to come out.
Right.
It's not even booked
I
to
actually,
be there.
But it's just, like, how you carry yourself.
Bernice brought a lot of celebrities out.
You know what I'm saying?
Club.
Yes, I did.
Absolutely.
It's how you carry yourself and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right now at this stage, bartenders is not, you know, carrying themselves, like, because they feel like they got to do anything for them to just throw $500.
Mm-hmm.
No, be a bartender. You know what I'm saying? Even though you exchange numbers, know how to deal with these people. You know what I'm saying? They already know, oh, can I get your number? Sure. When you come next Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I'm right here. If you need me, put you in my bar. Let me know. I give you my number. But when they come with the, what's up, no, honey, I have a boyfriend, or I'm not interested. If you want to come and bring your girlfriend and we could all have a good time, we're going to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they tell me? I fucks with you because of that. You know what? I'm going to come back next Sunday, and I'm going to bring my friends with me. And we're going to have a good time. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all, it's just like right now, it's not like that no more. Everybody's just like, oh, she took my customer. Oh, she did this, she did that. Everybody's having attitudes that, why are you going to have an attitude with, we all making money? Why we can't all get along?
Everybody's not making money, that's why.
But if they would get along with everybody,
right,
they would. Because when I had a lot of customers coming to my bar, I go right to my girl, Gracie, you got somebody coming out? She's like, nah, or whatever. Can I put them in your bar too? You know what I'm saying? Because Stars used to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It used to be so much fun. You know what I'm saying? But
why'd you retire? That's why you got rid. You stopped doing it.
It's not a thing. I retired. I don't call that retired. I call that I just went to the next step.
All right, we got more with Bernice Burgos when we come back. We got to find out, is she dating Drake, and did Drake buy her a Bentley? We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Bernice Burgos in the building. Yee.
People thought, and I don't know if this is true or not, that you were dating Drake for a period of time. Was that a relationship?
And we heard he bought you a Bentley.
Oh, come on.
Well, I heard he bought you a Bentley and parked it outside of Starlet's.
I heard that, too, with a big bow on it.
Well, actually, it was a gift. I did have a gift. Okay.
Somebody bought you a Bentley as a gift.
It was a Bentley.
Why not? I'm a nice girl. Yeah, I have a Bentley and I have a Range right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm a very independent woman.
So somebody bought Bernice a gift?
It was actually a trait.
You know, by the way, you're not much of a... I mean, you know how good you gotta be to get a Bentley?
Yeah, my cousin say that all the time. But I did a trade with my car. So it's gonna make it seem like, you know, a guy bought me a car. It was a trade. They brought it to my house. They brought it to, you know, to Starless or whatever. Even though whoever did it,
Oh, so it wasn't Drake that bought the Bentley?
No.
It was somebody else?
No, yes. It was somebody else. It was somebody that was in my life, and he's still in my life. Mm-hmm. He's my friend.
Go ahead, Bernice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good person.
Do you still got the Bentley?
Yes.
She just said she has it. All right, so back to Drake. So was that ever a situation, like, with you and Drake?
I'm going to tell you something about Drake. Drake is the sweetest person ever. He always been good to me, always been good to him. I will go to his wedding right now if he gets married. That's what I can tell you about Drake.
Right. Would you be invited to the wedding, though?
Oh, he's sure going to invite me. Why not? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
But he's had Drake in the hood.
Why y'all stopped kicking it with each other?
Why have we stopped kicking it?
Oh, all right, okay.
She said this
friends
cool.
is friends. Like, hey, what's up? I'm having a party coming out. What's up?
Because it was all over the blogs. They were like, this is Drake's new girlfriend.
New girlfriend. Put your name in a rap. But,
see,
he put my name in a rap too, but I'm not dating.
Did he put my name? Yeah, he did. Yeah. Me and Yaris. Okay, y'all coming.
So you think he was trying to shoot a shot at Charlamagne?
No, it's cute. It's cute.
I like that verse.
He mixed the best of both worlds.
And did he give you your bottles?
Yeah, he did. He sent six bottles up here.
And then retired his jersey. Mm-hmm.
He's a man of his word.
That's right. Shout out to Drake.
What are some misconceptions about you, Bernice?
Just one thing about me. I'm very confident about myself. Very, very confident. It took me to be in my 30s to feel like you got it, girl. You know what I'm saying? I look at myself in the mirror and I tell myself, you're beautiful. You look good. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I do to my body, that's one thing girls need to stop with this fake shit, I'm sorry to say. Just because whatever I did to enhance my body, that's me. I pay for that. Okay? People don't know who is Bernice Burgos. People think just because they see a picture, you know, oh, because I'm showing, you know, panty and bra, Calvin Klein, or, you know, bathing suits, I'm a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm showing my body.
Oh, they see you out with different rappers. You know what I'm saying? They see me with all of them.
Yeah, and if they see me with you, I bet you, I want to bet you $1,000. I put you on my Instagram right now. But you five people will say to me and say in my comment that I'm sleeping.
Fuck no, nobody gonna believe that.
Yeah. Well, they're because of him.
You went too far, bro.
No, no. All right. No. What about you?
There's no way she knows.
What about you? What about you?
Not me either.
Yes, they are. That's the way people are. Like, you just told me about your situation.
Right. Maybe you take a picture of you.
Right, you posted a picture.
What was your situation?
Oh, we were just talking about the picture with Rick Ross. And everybody's like, yeah, she definitely effed him.
Hey, Lord,
the interview.
Like, come on. Like, it's just like, you can't.
But
you
see,
can't.
When people, and guys don't understand, when they say stupid stuff like that, people believe it. And they be like, oh, yeah, no, Charlamagne said she is.
No, people,
I know she
people
is.
You know what? People are so assuming. That's the problem. People always assume.
Cry, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. Back to the surgery.
What
you
get done?
You know, I did a little bit of everything.
But did you get illegal butt shots?
It is legal.
Legal.
Butt shots are illegal, period. Yes. You can't get butt shots.
You didn't get your body in this country, Bernice. I refuse to believe that.
No, the first time.
You went to a basement?
No.
Because girls are going to basements. That's
no,
me.
She actually, you know what? It wasn't a basement.
Really?
Thank God.
But she had it set up real nice. But it was a house, though. No, I'm thinking about
it
now.
Was it in Queens?
It was so many years ago that I did my butt first.
Was it in Queens?
No.
Okay. I'm interrogating her.
Wait a minute. It was in the Bronx.
Oh, in the Bronx. Okay.
It was in the Bronx, and I went to her. That was the first thing I did right after I had my second daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, I just, you know, I got these two dents in the side. I just want to fill them up. I just want to, you know, I already had an ass.
The side
dents?
Like,
yeah, the
I
side
got
dents.
Too, well,
yeah.
Okay, Abby, like, can you give Abby where
she can go? I just want to fill my side dents. I want to fill them up.
I got side dents.
And she's like, yeah, let me just fill them up and get, you know, give you a blump in the middle, you know. So she hooked it up real cute, you know. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite parts. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got that part.
Where's your Bible, bro?
Were you ever concerned, though, about, like, the, especially with the illegal
you,
butt shots and everything?
Welcome.
Were you ever nervous? Because I know
you know what?
It's not wrong.
It's not even, it's not a thing being concerned. It's a thing. Listen, if I'm going to do it, I don't give a shit. I'm going to do it. It is what it is. If something happens, something
yeah,
happens.
What's going to happen, like, 30
no,
years down the
I
line?
Don't,
yeah, Cardi B thought she said she thinks she might drop dead at any moment.
No. No.
Now, are there women that you feel like you used to be friends with, but now they don't like you or they're jealous or...
You know what? That's a good question. Used to. That's one thing. I don't worry about what other people are doing. That's one thing about me. I'm not sitting in my house looking at my gram and dwelling on this person, this person, this person. Why?
I was shocked when you replied the Tiny, when you actually said something about that situation.
Well, I was shocked at myself, too. I'm very disappointed in what I did. I'm not saying I don't regret it, but I learned, you know, from being on social media. Social media sometimes will put you in a place that you have to fight with people that you don't know.
But what made you reply?
Because I was listening to social media.
So many lies. Mm.
So many lies and so many, yeah, you this, you that.
You a home wrecker. You broke up their marriage. Yeah.
Like, what? Like, wait a minute. It was
about.
Only, you know, it was only for business. I went, you know, I got introduced for a movie.
All right, we got more with Bernice Burgos. When we come back, don't move. Here's Sean Paul, Get Busy. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Sean Paul, Get Busy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We still have Bernice Burgos in the building. Yee.
Now, people were saying that you were a homewrecker, and you and Tiny had some back and forth commentary. A lot of people were jumping into it, but you're saying you only got introduced to T.I. for business.
It was only for business, for a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could, you know, people need to stop just because I'm pretty, just because they so-called say a video vixen. Just to let y'all know, stop with this video vixen shit. It's not video vixen. We not, you know, the other day, Lala was here or whatever, and, you know, I heard the interview, and you were saying, do you speak to the bartenders and video vixen? You know what I'm saying? Even though you was trying to, you know, say my name, but it's like, you know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
well, yeah, it's based on the show that she has.
Right. So you could have said, you know, what about the young ladies that's on the show? Not video vixen.
I don't think I said.
You said.
I gotta listen to it because I'm pretty sure I said
it twice.
I called you by name.
You called me by my name. Yes, you did. you said, what about the video vixens and bartenders? Do you hang out with them? Like, basically, just because Lala is up here and you're going to put Lala here and we down here.
Well, no, I was saying that because she has a show that she's producing. So
Gold
I'm saying,
digger.
Do you mix the business with the pleasure? Like, are you personally friends with people that you work with because you're producing a show? Because sometimes people don't want to get attached
right.
to people
and
that's
the
on
the show.
The
way you're saying it great right now.
Now, hold on. We're going to settle this, and we're going to flash back to when we actually sat down with Lala and what really happened. These young women that are on the show that you're producing, they used to be bartenders and, I guess, Instagram models. What kind of advice do you give them? Do you find that you're friends with them outside of the show? Do they come to you for certain things? Do you communicate with them? Or do you feel like it's a strictly business relationship?
Did you say who's on the show yet? Did you say so far?
Well, I know Bernice, Gracie, those group of girls. There's a bunch of Kyra Chaos. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of girls on the show. I am friends with some of them, and I've tried to mentor and give advice and be there. And then others I don't know that well, and it is more of a business relationship.
Right
that's
now, what I was asking.
Last time, I mean, when I heard it was just like, oh, you speak to bartenders and video vixens? It's like, that's all you see in me?
And I thought the show was based on bartenders. And
entrepreneurs.
Urban but they used to be bartenders, right? Isn't that the...
Right, okay. Right. But it's just like, you know, how the way you said it.
You talk about
just
the
like,
stigma around the
right,
word bartender.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, just because we bartenders and
doesn't
video
doesn't make you
vixen,
less than anybody else, you
exactly.
said.
I don't think I've ever tried to put somebody down for being a bartender.
I mean,
or...
that's the way I took it. You know,
first put DJ Clue down for being a bartender. So stop it. How did you hook up with Lala?
You said DJ Clue was a star tender. That wasn't even me. Why are you lying?
Stop, Clue gonna be so mad.
He gonna be mad.
Shout out to Clue.
Yeah, salute to Clue.
Clue's not, man. Don't play them games with Clue, man.
Okay.
I'm standing up with my guy.
Salute the Clue. How'd you come with Lala?
I got introduced with Lala about the, you know, she came to me. Not she. Other people came to me about the show. At first, I didn't want to do it. I felt like these shows right now, I'm not too happy about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't like how they making us look.
With the love of hip-hops and reality shows.
I'm not really too happy about it.
I got
but to each his own. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you want to go up, y'all want to go up there because y'all want to make a name for yourself. I feel like I don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not chasing the fame. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if the fame is going to come to me, it's going to come. You know? So when I got introduced to Lala, at first I was kind of nervous. Like, you know, she's bad. Like, she's beautiful. And it's just like, damn. I'm like, I hope she don't give me no attitude because, you know, I'm like, But when she called me and she had a conversation with me, I was just like, wow. And we had, you know, we had lunch together. And we both, you know, there just sitting there and just talking about everything. It just felt so good. And I'm like, damn. You know, even though the show won't happen, I'm happy that I met a person that is strong and she's like me. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't happening or it is?
I said if it doesn't happen. I don't know. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, you know, it is what it is.
So were you and T.I. ever kicking it? Was you?
No. Absolutely not.
What about you and Khaled? We've seen you kiss Khaled.
How much did Khaled pay you?
No. It was I got paid pretty good.
Shout out to Khaled.
You know what I'm saying? I got paid pretty good. And I actually didn't want to do the video. I said to myself, I ain't doing no video.
You didn't want to kiss Khaled. As soon as you saw that.
No, actually, no. That was not on the script. Like, that was nothing that.
But that was your choice.
That was just, no. I was just sitting there. And they was like, you know, it needs to look neutral. It needs to look good, whatever. And we just went forward. Like, it was just like, and I did it. Like,
oh, you didn't know he was going to kiss you?
I didn't know. We was just going to.
So he didn't ask for consent?
What? You can't rape a man. Well,
whoa.
No. It was. It wasn't. We always, you know, we always got to sign consent forms and stuff like that. Whatever we do.
You cleared it for it, yeah.
Right. But it was the dopest video.
Why did you say you didn't want to do it?
Huh?
You said at first you didn't want
to. Oh, I didn't want to do it because I was just like, oh, all these people. Oh, I don't know. I need to be the main girl. Like, that's me.
There you go.
I need to be the main girl.
There you go.
When Khaled, just his spirit. He was just like, girl. Like, it was just like, this is going to be this and this is going to be that. Like, what? They're going to have to be paying you more money for your bookings and da-da-da-da-da. It's just his spirit. It just made
very
me
positive.
Feel
got a lot
so
of good energy.
Good. Absolutely. I was just like, wow, you could do anything.
Would you kiss him again?
I mean, it was acting, yes.
So you're not in a relationship now?
No, I'm
single.
Not. I'm very single right now. I'm just having a good time.
Snapchat DMs.
There you go. Hit her up
you
in
know,
Snapchat.
I'm just chilling. I'm just focusing on me. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of man would you want if you had to say these are the qualities I want in a man?
I want a man that's, I like a confident man. That's very important for me. I need a man that's confident. Mm-hmm. You know, I need me a man that's going to motivate me, you know, and just
push
me.
Push.
Not
what's,
just
what
like,
you over there?
You not, you know, because you know what men do? They be like, just, you know, have a baby on her. She can sit down. And you know what I'm saying? I don't. No, you're not going to do that to me. You're not going to do that to me.
I tell a woman that, like, man, if you don't have a baby from this, they got $100 million.
No, I don't care. See, but the crazy part about it, I don't care how much money you got.
You know Charlamagne was a female, how many times he'd be pregnant right now?
Charlamagne would have about 24 baby daddies.
Nah, it's just like, you know what, I'm picky. I'm just picky. To Kluvi, like, oh, you always going to be single. I'm like, no, I'm just picky. I'm just picky.
So Clue is your bartender, your counselor.
No,
what else does
Clue is
do
my
for you?
Homeboy. Like, I love Clue. Clue is a person.
He's so mad at you.
Yeah, he is. He is. Clue, I love you.
Clue's a good man.
Well, we appreciate you for joining
where
us.
Where can they find you at?
At Real Bernice Burgles.
On my Instagram. You better ask her to put
Real Bernice Burgles. My pajama line is a bio there. You know, shop bold and beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. It's Bernice Burgles.
Bernice Burgles.
Yay.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, MTV has announced their nominations for the MTV Video Music Awards, and Kendrick Lamar has 8 total nominations, so congratulations to him.
Dropping a clue above for Kendrick Lamar.
Now, what do you think should win Video of the Year? Should it be Kendrick Lamar, Humble, Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, Alessia Cara, Scars to Your Beautiful, Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts, or The Weeknd, Reminder?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think I've only seen one of those videos.
Which one?
Now it's Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
You didn't see 24 Karat Magic?
I think I did.
You never seen Bruno Mars' video? Those are both. I would put it between those. You said DJ Khaled?
Yeah, I got to go to DJ Khaled.
I ain't never seen that video in my life.
You never seen it?
We talking about the video now.
Yeah, video. Video of the year.
I've never seen it.
I got to go with the DJ.
Humble's a great video, though. I don't know.
Humble, so is Khaled's video, though. I'm going with the DJ.
Just because it was so different. All right, Amber Rose was on Everyday Struggle on Complex, and she talks about a lot of different things, in particular about still having some issues over being bullied by Kanye. Here's what she said.
I have never cheated on any of my boyfriends. I still have never said anything mean about Kanye. This is after 6-7 years of constant bullying from him. You don't say nothing about my baby. I was quiet for so long. The only thing that I got from him was fame. I had to just take that L. I had to take the heartbreak on top of it.
All right. In addition, she talks about some moves that she's been making. In particular, she has a sneaker deal.
You know, I got a sneaker deal coming out. I wasn't supposed to have a sneaker deal. I was a stripper. It was not supposed to be this good for me. But I know how to talk to people. I'm not a manipulator. I'm not a fucked up person. I'm a cool-ass Philly chick that learns her way through life.
Now, Amber also talks about the slut walk and the use of the word slut.
There's only women owning their sexuality. That makes men and other women feel uncomfortable. So in turn, they give us derogatory labels to put us down and make us feel inferior. It's the same way that black people use the N-word as a positive word now. It's still very controversial. Some people don't like that. But it makes black people feel comfortable that, you know, they took the word back.
I saw people coming at her for that yesterday, but I understood what she was saying. She didn't compare the words. She simply said that they took the power back out of the words like hoe and slut. And I don't agree with that logic or the logic that people use it when they talk about the N-word, because there's actual words that are empowering. We don't have to flip the meaning words. There's words that are actually empowering words that you could use instead of taking the demeaning words and trying to flip them and mount them on some BS.
All right, well, that was Amber Rose's explanation in case you missed it. And so I didn't know what all the drama was about, because people were upset about her comparison, I guess, and taking the power back from both of those words. Now, R. Kelly, there's a story on Bossip, and that story has some pictures of Joycelyn Savage. She's the one that we've been seeing speak out about she wants to be there and for her dad to leave her alone.
Right.
And they have pictures of her from when she had just turned 18. And according to a source who was there, they're saying that it was a performance where she was kind of pretty much half naked, dancing around, writhing around. R. Kelly was supposed to show up, but she never showed up. Now, according to this inside source, they're saying that Joycelyn Savage's parents allegedly offered her up to R. Kelly in the hopes that his taste for teenagers would help her music career. They said that they believe that R. Kelly also paid for two expensive cars for the parents, including a Range Rover. But now they feel like it's gone too far, and they fear that they have lost their little girl to R. Kelly and what they believe is his sex cult. So basically, according to this source, he said when he saw the video of Joycelyn defending her relationship with R. Kelly, she didn't look like herself. She looked like she was dressed down, like she was trying to cover up. It didn't look like her, even how she was talking. She was usually so sweet. And according to this source, Joycelyn Savage's father used to run around with Quincy Jones and never really got that fame that he wanted. So the family was just very adamant about becoming famous and connecting their daughter. They felt like that was their way in.
So he said he used to run around with Quincy Jones. He used to try to sleep with Quincy Jones and get famous?
No, like run around as far as trying to be a musician, trying to be famous. Not run around trying to sleep.
You want to be a part of Quincy Jones' sex cult? Like, it didn't work for me, but it's going to work for you, baby.
So they sold their daughter off, allegedly.
Well, basically, I guess what this source is saying, and this was on Bossip, is that the parents kind of put her in that position but didn't think it would go this far. Now it's gone too far, and they want their daughter back.
But if you send your daughter to R. Kelly...
Terrible idea.
It's R. Kelly.
Terrible idea.
A known sexual predator in these streets. Like, you know, even if you don't believe the allegations, you have to look at the allegations.
You have to
look
say
at
as
rumors.
A father, would I send my
18-year-old
daughter?
Come on, man. No. It's smoke over there, so it could be a fire. So don't send your daughter over there.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Four after the hour, we need to have a conversation about this young man, John Robert Hill, who y'all call Boonk Gang. I'd like him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Salute to the great state of Florida producing yet another donkey of the day.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 26th goes to John Robert Hill. Guess where John Robert Hill is from, ladies and gentlemen? Where does your Uncle Sharla tell you that all the craziest people in America exist?
South Carolina.
Man, shut up. The Bronx and all of Florida, okay? And John Robert Hill is from South Florida. Now, you may know John Robert Hill by his IG name, Boonk IG, all right? He's 20 years old, and you may have seen him doing social media stunts like walking into fast food restaurants and helping himself. I've seen him walk into a gas station and take all the soda. I've seen him walk into Little Caesars and just take a pizza. I've seen him walk into Subway and take all the cookies. I've seen him get tattoos at places and then run out on the tattoo artist. I've seen him try on watches and run out on the jeweler. I've seen him crash a funeral. Okay? Or a church service or something. I don't know what it was. I've seen him smoke a blunt in the library. And I honestly thought a lot of this was fake. Okay? Staged. Just another clown who didn't get enough attention from his parents, so he tries to supplement it with attention from social media. Well, it turns out it wasn't fake, because John Robert Hill was arrested and charged with burglary and petty theft after he jumped the counter at a Dunkin' Donuts into an employee area and grabbed $38 worth of donuts. Now, he's done this a couple times. The time he was arrested for was on May 13th. Let's hear it.
I'm the f***ing savage, remember that? I want to see which donuts I like first. I take the record. I'm the f***ing savage. They didn't even know I was coming. I just take the whole donut.
He actually got arrested for that. But 4 days ago, he went back to Dunkin' Donuts and did it again. Let's listen.
They banned me from f***ing Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't give a f***, you know what I'm saying? The boot gang, I'm a lot of motherf***ing gangs.
Did he say download French Montana Jungle Rules?
Sure did.
Now, this guy was already banned from Dunkin' Donuts, all right? He was arrested for stealing from Dunkin' Donuts, but he decided to go back and still steal the donuts. Again. So he is making a conscious decision to go to jail for likes and RTs. Young people, listen, man. Like, young guys like this confuse the hell out of me, because when I was 20, it was all about the money. All right, cash rules everything around me. When I was growing up, it was about less attention, more cash. And the whole point of doing a crime was to not get caught. Nowadays, these dudes get on social media and shine a big-ass bat signal in the sky to alert the authorities to the BS they're doing. Now, he got charged with stealing from Dunkin' Donuts. Let's hear him in court.
Good morning, Mr. Hill. You're arrested for burglary to an occupied structure and petty theft. I will appoint the public defender's office for you. How long have you lived here for?
Since August.
Since August, are you in school?
No, I'm not in school.
What do you do all day?
Nothing.
Well, I just kind of stopped, took a break on my last job. I was working in my downtown Miami and at the airport.
This is strange. No, he jumped the counter, the Dunkin' Donuts, to the employee-only area. I guess that's the burglary.
And he stole an entire
took a tray of donuts
worth $38.
And then gave them back. The employee asked for them, and then apparently he gave them back. And the entire time, the co-defendant's filming it. So it sounds like this is one of those, like, do it for the Vine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Internet type of, like, funny things.
No.
Not that funny, not that smart, but ultimately he did give it back to
you. Yes, stay out of the Dunkin' Donuts at 18801 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Miami Gardens. Tap alternate bond. Count one is 1,000, and count two will be 500. Oh, the arraignment is Thursday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. before Judge Milton Hirsch.
All right, let's break this down. John Robert Hill, Boont Gang, whatever you call him, was referred to a court program with an alternate bond of $1,500 in the Dunkin' Donuts case. He pled not guilty and was sentenced to 60 days of probation. And I'm telling you right now, that's not enough. I would like to see authorities go to every video he's ever posted on his Instagram where he has committed a crime, from smoking weed in the library to stealing from Little Caesars to running out on tattoos. I would like for the police to go back, watch all those videos, and charge him for every single crime. All right, this little slap on the wrist this boy got not going to help him change his life. He lives for the attention, so he's probably just eating it up. And more importantly, other kids won't learn from his mistakes because they like, oh, that's all he got? To some of these digital D-heads, the retweets and likes from social media far outweigh the consequences of these crimes, especially when it's just 60 days probation and a court-ordered program he has to attend, okay? Sometimes someone must die in order for others to live, all right? Sometimes literally they have to die, sometimes figuratively, and John Robert Hill needs to die figuratively, okay? He needs to get the book thrown at him. Law enforcement needs to make an example out of him so these kids can learn that this is not the way. All right, the judge asked a very important question to this young man. Can you play that little question she asked?
Are you in school?
No, I'm not in school.
What do you do all day?
The answer is nothing. All right, and that's the problem. These kids have nothing to do. Idle mind is a devil's playground. Instead of Boont Gang, it should be Book Gang. Read a book. Don't just go to the library and smoke weed. Go to the library and actually read something in there. Go learn a trade or something. Make yourself smarter. Stop looking for love from social media and start loving yourself. Please give John Robert Hill, a.k.a. Boont Gang, the biggest hee-haw. Because I'm telling you what's going to happen. If they don't throw the book at him and, you know, make him change his ways that way, somebody going to shoot that little boy.
All right.
I'm waiting on him to get shot. And I hope they do it live on IG. Others can learn a lesson.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need some relationship advice, you can call Ye right now. Our phone lines are wide open. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'd rather stay anonymous.
All right, Miss Anonymous. What's your question for Ye?
I've been dating this guy for 2 years, and I'm independent, I'm working, I'm making enough money to support myself.
Uh-huh.
However, am I wrong to expect him to give me money to, let's say, get my hair done, get my nails done?
I don't think anybody's required to give you money for those things. And you don't really need him to, do you?
No, not really.
Now, that's an interesting question, though, because I've never had anybody give me money to get my hair and nails done, but I've also never asked for it. And I had a conversation with one of my friends about this, and she always gets guys to give her money to get her hair done, get her nails done, and all that stuff. But she said it's because she asked for it.
Mm-hmm. So even if I were to ask, like I've asked him one time, and the answer that I got was negative, is that a red flag?
Well, here's a couple of things. What's his financial situation?
He's actually working, and his family's actually pretty well off.
But you don't know him personally. Like, does he have extra money? And also, sometimes certain guys are very wary of just giving money. How long have you guys been dating?
2 years.
Oh, well, 2 years is enough time for him, if you ask him for some money for something, for him to be able to give it to you. But you're just asking for it not because you need it, just because you feel like as a man it's his responsibility to give you money.
Exactly.
See, I've never really felt like that. But it is worth a conversation. 2 years into a relationship, your views on finances and to figure out what it is like. Do you feel like do you guys go Dutch? Does he pay for you when you go out to eat?
We alternate.
You alternate. So sometimes you pay, sometimes he pays. And when it's like holidays, does he get you nice presents and you get him nice presents?
We do. We do, but sometimes I feel that my presents are more worthy.
So is this about the money or is it about something different?
I think it's because of the money that I feel that he's not, you know, willing to give up.
All right, here's the question. If you didn't have a job and you were struggling, do you think he would help you?
You know, that's a good question. I never actually thought of that.
Because that's what the real issue would be. You're asking him for money when you don't really need it, just to see what's going to happen. And I feel like if I have a boyfriend and I'm with you and I ask you for something, just like if you ask me for something and I have it, I should just give it to you and you should just give it to me. I do feel like that.
And not only that, I'm actually making more than he is.
Okay, now that's crazy. So he's not giving you money because he feels like you just asking for it to ask for it. So you're trying to prove a point and he's trying to prove a point.
Okay.
He's trying to prove to you that, listen, don't ask me for something if you don't need it. But he should also feel like, well, I want to take care of my woman, just like you want to take care of your man. Y'all need to discuss this.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good one, mama. All right, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Ye time, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. What's your question for you?
Okay, I've been in a very long relationship with my husband, and recently I've been very open-minded, and I've been trying to not sleep with other men, but I've been with my dude for a very long time, and I want to start swinging, and I just don't want to cheat, basically. I don't want to cheat, and I just, I love my man and everything, but I want something new.
And you want a new penis is basically what you're saying.
Damn.
Maybe say it like that then, yeah.
And so,
but I love my husband. I love my husband. I don't want to cheat, but I don't want to get to the point where I have to.
You think your sex life is just boring?
It's not boring. The sex is amazing. It's just that I'm just been very curious lately. I've just been, you know, looking at dudes, and it's just, you know, it's just getting the best of me, honestly.
If I don't understand how, if you're in love with somebody, your relationship is great, how you can say, and your sex is amazing, sounds like pretty perfect to me.
It might sound like that, but it's just, you know, I've been with my dude for almost 20 years.
And
you
he's
know,
been and with you. Are you okay with him sleeping with other women?
I'm fine with it. I'm actually open to it. It actually turns me on. But I just don't know if my relationship will go last. that's my concern. I don't know if I should, but I don't want to cheat on my dude.
Listen, everybody shapes their relationships the way that they want, right? There's people that have relationships that are open. There's people that feel like, if we're not in a monogamous relationship, I can't be with you. There's people that put up with things they don't want to put up with, and it causes problems in their relationship. When you propose this to him, what does he say?
He's open to it, but I'm just scared that this might just go chaos. It might go left because I might just enjoy what I'm doing with other people, or it could go vice versa where he could as well find another woman and enjoy the woman, you know, and I just don't want my marriage to end because, you know, we have four kids.
Is taking that risk to you more important than you staying in this marriage when you feel like you might cheat?
No, but the thing is, I don't want to get to a point where I'm going to get so curious and then one day cheat on him. That's my concern, because if he's open to it, then, you know, that's awesome, but
you'll say, this isn't worth it.
It isn't, but I want to. I want to do it. I mean, I want to play with the fire. And I know that sounds very greedy or selfish.
Selfish, yeah. You know, monogamy is not really easy for most people.
I know it's not. And we're very open with it. And that's what scares me, is that we might just cross the line.
The only thing I would say is this. If you guys do decide to venture out and be swingers and have an open relationship, just make sure that you set some parameters, make sure you have some rules, and make sure you know there's a certain line you can't cross and things that you have to follow. There's people who have made it work, I'll say that, so I can't tell you not to do it. And if he's, and the reason why I feel like if that's what you really want to do, I can't tell you guys not to, is because if it's out in the open, you agree to it, he agrees to it, these are the rules, you're not allowed to talk to the person except if I know about it beforehand, I need to know that. You guys have to just make rules that you're okay with, and you can't ever cross those rules.
Okay. All right. Then. Thank you very much.
Before you do it, make sure you're 100% certain on both of your ends that you are willing to know that this is a risk for your relationship. If he falls in love with somebody else, if he goes outside those rules, if you do, just know this could damage your entire relationship. Is it worth it?
Make it sound so difficult. All right, then. Thank you very much, Yee.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we have some information about this new documentary that's going to be airing on Monday in the UK. It's called Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye West. We'll tell you all about it.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I don't need you. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. I don't mean to. But I... But I...
You gotta lick your lips in between. After she say, but I...
But what?
Dropped one of Clues Bomb for this record. This is a tough tune. I have not heard this in a while, by the way.
I thought she said, I don't need you, I don't...
It don't matter. As long as you whisper
but
and
I
say
want
the
you.
Cadence, you get it.
I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I...
Drop one of Clues Bomb for me, damn it.
Oh, my God.
All right? Hey, listen,
I like hearing y'all sing to each other.
I was looking at the trending topics a little while ago. Breakfast Club and Bernice was both trending. So go on YouTube and watch that full interview. See what everybody's yapping about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got an opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jay-Z, Kanye.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Now, there's a trailer out for this show, Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye West. It's a documentary. It's going to be airing in the UK on Monday. So basically, it's people like Just Blaze in it, Torre, the journalist Torre is in it, and they talk about the similarities and differences between Jay-Z and Kanye and how their relationship has grown over the years. Okay, here's a little bit from the trailer.
Jay-Z and Kanye West are two of the world's most iconic stars. But behind their partnership lies a bitter rivalry.
He looked up to this man like a man in search of a father.
With unseen footage and unheard testimonies.
One is a New York street dude. Another dude is mama's boy from Chicago.
Jay-Z is very thoughtful about money. Kanye is spend it all, art comes first.
An epic tape of friendship and feuding.
There are not many rappers that have President Obama on speed dial.
And the power of modern celebrity.
Talking about an American dream on steroids.
Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye.
Sounds kind of interesting.
It does, but I don't think I care too much because I never really thought about the dynamic between Jay-Z and Ye like that. Like that.
Well, I think a lot of people are thinking about it now because they at one point seemed so close and now they've had this huge falling out. And how did all this happen?
We don't even know how far this falling out is.
Exactly.
Last time they fell out, they went to, what was it, Thanksgiving with each
other?
Yeah,
but Kanye did go on stage and talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Then after that, didn't he go to Jay's house with something, a birthday party or something?
And Hov gave him a couple bars on 444.
Well, I think it should be interesting. And also, it's real insiders talking. Like, Just Blaze is on there. It's not like it's just an outsider. They're really talking to people that know what happened. So I think it could be interesting. All right, Justin Bieber. We talked about him canceling his tour, the remainder of his tour. And some people are saying it's because he had a spiritual awakening courtesy of Carl Lent at Hillsong Church. Now, according to Billboard, they're saying, well, canceling these last 14 shows wasn't the worst thing to do because in nearly every one of those markets, there were still 5,000 to 12,000 tickets left per show and only one of the remaining dates was sold out. So it was kind of soft ticket sales anyway. So if there was a time to cancel, you know, they felt like he needs to put out a new album before he comes back to North America.
Yeah, my daughter was going to go to one of those shows to see Justin Bieber. I got tickets and everything.
We're dropping a clue
get your money back
for Pastor Carl Lynch. And
it's free. I got the tickets for free.
Salute to Justin Bieber if he really is leaving for a spiritual awakening. I have no problem with that. Everybody needs to do that.
Right. Hey, do what you got to do for
your
own
right.
sanity. All right. Now, I know by now we've all seen Drake's tattoo on his arm. He has a tattoo of Lil Wayne's face on his arm. He's actually had that for 5 months, and Lil Wayne knows about it. He was aware of it. He sent a picture to show him the tattoo. All cool, all good. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, what man would you get on your arm if you had to get somebody tattooed?
My father.
Besides somebody not related to you?
It'd be an iconic figure. It'd be somebody like, you know, Malcolm X. Elijah Muhammad, like somebody like Denmark VC, Nat Turner, somebody who's influenced me in that way.
All right, what about you, Envy? What about somebody you know personally?
Nah, just my pops. My pops is the only person that influenced me that crazy to the
point.
What
about like Clue? DJ Clue?
No, I would not put Clue on my arm.
You get the question mark, though. You probably get the question mark.
My mom? No.
Yeah, Clue's logo with the question mark. You get something like that.
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, I know people want to make it a thing, but it's not crazy.
Would you get
it.
Wendy Williams on your own?
Absolutely not.
I said, what man, Envy?
Absolutely not. I think that was the joke, but absolutely
that
not.
That wasn't that.
All right, absolutely not. But I don't think it's anything wrong with Drake displaying that kind of loyalty. Because if Wayne was to die and he got a tattoo on his face, nobody would trip. Not on his face, but if Wayne was to die and Drake was to get the tattoo, nobody would trip. So why not celebrate that man when he was alive?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I was just asking y'all, what would you do?
And there's a lot of y'all out there with the Michael Jordan logo right now, okay? That man ain't never did nothing to y'all but sell y'all high-priced sneakers, and y'all ain't tripping. So whatever.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, Miss Yee. All right, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.